Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to Matthew 7, please. Matthew 7. Matthew 7 and 21. Jesus said, "Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Lordship is not just about talk. It's about submission and faith and action. Who is going to enter the kingdom of heaven? Keep reading. Read the rest of the verse. He that what? Doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Not just the ones that call Him Lord, but the ones that do what He directs. If He's your Lord, that means He's in charge. Right? If Jesus is your Lord, that means whatever He says to you to do, that's what you do. Now, this is the simplest concept. It doesn't take long to describe it, but millions are not doing it. They're not complying. They're not following through. We have millions of church-going people. They call Him Lord, but what they should say is Savior. They're holding to Him as their Savior to miss hell, but He is not their Lord. Because they make their plans, they go where they want to go, live where they want to live, marry who they want to marry, divorce and change jobs and change churches like they're changing shirts. You can't do that if Jesus is really your Lord. You go where He directs you to go. You go where you're sent. You stay where you're stationed. You do what you're directed if He is your Lord. You believe it?
Yes.
Not just everybody that says, Lord, Lord, but those that actually do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Go with me to Matthew 25, please. You're there in the 7th chapter, Matthew 25. Matthew 25, about verse 20 or so, Jesus is giving this parable of the kingdom. If you study it, you'll notice how many of His parables had to do with the kingdom. So many of them did. And here in chapter 25, He is giving this about how the kingdom operates, what's going to happen. And in 25:14, He said, "The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his servants and delivered unto them his goods, and he gave 5 talents to one, another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several or individual ability, took his journey. And the one that received the 5 went and traded and made another 5. The one who had the 2, he gained another 2. The one that had the 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants comes and reckoned with them. So he that had received the 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said to him, well done, you good and what? Faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler. Ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Who is going to be made ruler?
Faithful.
The faithful. The faithful. You keep reading. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. I've gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He heard exactly what the man that now has 10 heard. Right? Why? Well, because the Lord didn't give him 5 to work with. Right? He doubled his. Well, that's as faithful as the other man who doubled his. It's not just what you have under your hand, it's how faithful you are with what you have. It's not how much, it's how faithful. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you're a hard man, reaping where you've not sown, gathering where you've not strawed. And I was afraid, and I hid your talent in the earth. And lo, here you have what is yours. His Lord answered and said, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. You ought to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I'd have received mine own with usury or interest. Take the talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents. For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he'll have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that he has. See, why did the man hide it? Afraid. And why was he afraid? Because he didn't trust the master. He said, he's mean. He's hard. I'm scared I'll lose what I got. The master's not unreasonable. Is he? He's not unreasonable. He's good. He didn't trust him. Didn't have the faith to trust him. Didn't have the faith to step out and do what he told him to do. Now, I want you to think about this. If somebody put you in charge of Branson today, I don't mean you were elected for a couple of years. I mean, it's your city. Ain't gonna be no elections. It's yours to run. Well, you're gonna need some help. Is that right? You're gonna need people in this area and people in this area and people in that area to help oversee and take care of things for you. Who are you gonna appoint? Who are you going to appoint? Who? Well-known people. People that always wanted to run something. People that like to be seen. Like to be noticed. People that really enjoy being important. People that love money. What? Who are you going to put in? What does faithful mean? Faithful means you can trust them. Trust them to do what? It's your city. Trust them to do what you want done with your city. Right? If you can't trust them to do what you want done, you'd be foolish to put them in there. Foolish to appoint them. How would you know they will do what you want them to do? How would you know? If they did it with a candy bar?
That's right.
If they did it with a broom?
Yeah.
If they did it with $10?
Yeah.
If they were faithful with a small thing, that's an indicator.
Yeah.
That they'll do the same thing as it gets bigger. You know what you and I are doing right now?
Yeah.
We are being proven. I said we are being proven. The Lord is allotting a talent, 2, 5, an opportunity, a few dollars in our hands, opportunities to do this. And so many times people think, oh, it's nothing to it. It's no big deal. It's not the big deal that's coming. But God's finding out who He can trust. And if you won't obey Him with $10, He's not going to put you over a city. Is that right? If you won't obey Him with the tithe, if you won't obey Him and get involved in the church or the ministry, if you won't go do what He tells you to do with people or with things, or we're being proven right now. I said we're being proven right now. This life is showing what our heart is, showing where our loyalties are, showing what our faith is. And you can clam up and be scared and go, well, I don't know, I might mess up. That is messing up.
Yeah.
Right? The guy that clammed up and hid his talent, that's about as bad as you can mess up.
Yeah.
If he'd have lost it, at least he was trying.
Yeah.
He was trying to do something with what the master gave him. And you see in Luke's account of this same parable, Luke 19, You don't have to turn there. They'll put it up for us. Luke 19, 16. In Luke 19, 16, same parable, just Luke's account. The first one came and said, Lord, your pounds gained 10 pounds. Keep reading. And he said, well, you good servant, because you've been faithful in a very little, have authority over what? 10 cities. 10 cities. Somebody say 10 cities. 10 cities. The earth is a big place. And in the world to come, there are not going to be oceans like there are now. That frees up a lot of real estate. It's going to take a lot of people to oversee this thing. And whose is it? It's God's. It's His kingdom. But He's not going to personally take care of every detail. Those He appoints are going to do in His name His will. Who would those be? Who would those be? Faithful people. How would He know He could trust us? Because down here, for our 50 years, our 70 years, our 80 years, our 100 years, we handled our little handful of money. We handled our little opportunity, right? Our little, and if we did what He told us to do with it, the way He told us to do it, He knows. If they'd do it down there in the sin and the curse and the muck and the junk, if they'd obey me past their flesh and the temptations and the pressures of other people, I can trust them. I can trust them. And so many are going to hear, well done. You were faithful in a few little things. Now, behold. And these cities are going to have names. Glory to God. Have authority over these three cities, over these eight cities, over these 10 cities, over these 20 cities. A lot of the unions and connections that the Lord has, we already seeing now in this life, they extend beyond this life. A lot of us that work together down here, we're going to still be working together. Because what the Lord does, the Bible says, it's forever. Yeah. We may be seeing a lot of each other. Yeah. Somebody says, sounds like a lot of work. It'll be glorious. It'll be glorious. You'll have no pain, no aches. Right. You'll never be tired. There'll be no pollution. There'll be no junk. You'll want to be doing something. And you'll be doing something with the Master.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.